弟兄姐妹、朋友们，祝你平安。今天呢是9月份的第一个主日，我们等一下会有圣餐。我们这一次圣餐会在信息之后。
This communion will be at the end of the service.
今天这个东西呢，早上呢是我戴了手套一杯的啊。你只要不要碰那个，等一下我放拿下去的时候，我用手拿，但是你只要不要碰那个框框就好。
So today the communion was prepared by me with gloves on, so as long as you don't touch the rim, it will be fine.
你看那边有一个灰色椅子，那边也有一个灰色椅子，在这个Moses 跟 Pastor Kendall 旁边那边啊。
In the auditorium, you will see two gray chairs marked with the communion.
然后你看中间有一个小桌子，
And there's a small table in the middle.
就在书桌前面啊。那我到时候会各放一个一盘，每一盘有10个。那我刚刚算了，都够啊。那我，
So I will place three offering communion plates in the three locations.
然
So
后
there should be enough for everyone.
前面会有2个，
There'll be two in the front.
所以我们大概有30个人啊，我预备了50份。
So we have roughly 30 people, and I prepared 50.
如果
So we should have enough.
你没有看到这个我们的群的话，它这个是这样子，上面有个盖子，然后第一层是那个饼。
If you have not checked your group, WeChat group, like here's our offering, what it does look like. If
第一
you open the cap, the top layer is a bread.
层是软的，你要把那个透明的把它剥开来，就有那个饼。
So the top, the soft covering, if you peel it, and that's that will show the bread.
第二层呢，你就把整个拉出来，那
The
个
second one,
杯
you
就有
peel the
了
whole cover off, and that will reveal the cup.
好，我们今天是要来看马可福音第6章7到44节。
Today we are going to look at scripture, Mark chapter 6, verse 7 to 44.
这是很长的经文，等一下我们就一起我等一下。就在信息。
The scripture is quite long today, so we will start the reading of scripture in the sermon today.
加上今天有翻译，我们讲的可能不是很多，所以我要很快的讲。
For the time's sake, so we'll go through this one rather quickly.
那我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你，主是你的恩典，把我们召聚在这里。
Lord, we thank you. It's your grace which gathers us here today.
你为我们舍命在十字架上，以致我们今天可以聚在这里。
You give your life for us on the cross, so we can gather today.
你为我们成就了这救恩，以致我们今天属于你。我们不再为自己而活，乃是为我们死在十字架上的基督而活。
You have fulfilled the salvation for us, so today. That we can live not only for ourselves, but we live for the Christ who died on the cross for us.
你也复活了，告诉我们，我们人生有一个盼望。
You resurrected, and that gives us hope that we can have this hope going through this life.
死亡不是我们的终点。
Death is not the end of our life.
在你里面有永恒的生命。
In you, there is this forever. There's this forever living life.
我们感谢你，祷
We
告奉
thank
耶
you,
稣
Lord.
基督。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen。
Amen.
哦，完了，还有一件事情，今天呢，贤顺在后面学习翻译。
Today we have another thing, like Brother Shenzhen is at the end, prepping to for translation.
所以你会听到后面会有声音。
So you can hear double translation, some from the back.
我是从马来西亚来的，
I am from Malaysia.
我是在一个年代，在那个时候呢， 我父母的那一代跟我们我这一代到这个青少年的时候也都有一个口头语，碰到人都会问，就是吃饱了没。
So in my generation at my time, there's a common colloquial between me and between most people like me and my parents' generation. When they see each other, they will say, "Have you eaten yet?"
那后来呢？这种问候语呢就不流行了。
Later, this such of a greeting was no longer popular.
原来早期的时候，我们父母那一代的时候，能不能吃饱是一个挺挑战的事情。
At that time, in my parents' generation, it was a challenge to actually have enough food to eat.
能够吃得饱是一个很蒙福的事。
So have enough food to eat was actually a blessing.
那今天就不问这个问题，因为大部分的人吃太多。
So nowadays, no one uses such greeting because the problem is not enough food. It's most people will eat too much.
中国大陆早期来的在90年代的访问学者来的时候也问同样的问题。
So for the scholars coming from mainland back in the 90s, when they saw each other, the first greeting was also, have you eaten yet?
那时候已经在美国已经习惯了不再问吃饱了没，然后他们来的时候到了团契都个个都问吃饱了没吃饱了没。
So at that time when we were already in the US, so such greeting was not popular, but when these new scholars came, for a habit, they kept asking, have you eaten yet?
那现在大概很少人这么问了。
So in our day times, it's rarely, you rarely hear such greetings.
这好，表明我们今天的生活好很多了。
So this is a good sign. It shows that our life has improved dramatically today.
但是我们却有很多我们人生里头心灵的一个饥渴，是不能够得到满足的。
But we still have this inner desire, the thirst in our heart that cannot be satisfied.
今天我们要来看这一段的经文，是从马可福音第六章的第七节到44节。
So today we are going to look at scripture, Mark chapter 6, verse 7 to 44.
讲到耶稣是我们生命人生的一个宴席。
It talks about that Jesus is the banquet of our life.
你会注意看的话，等一下我会解释，他不是只是说耶稣来喂饱五千人。
In a moment, we can see that it doesn't mean that Jesus came just for the purpose of to feed the 5,000 people.
如果他要喂饱人，他就继续留在世上继续喂饱人，但是他来是要死在十字架上，为了要解决我们内心里头灵里头一个更深的饥渴。
So if the sole purpose for his existence coming was to feed the 5,000 people, he would have a kind of a continued living on the earth, but no, he came to die on the cross for us to solve the eternal problem, to solve ourin our heart.
所以从第七到四十四节呢，基本上你可以说可以分成两个故事。
So from verse 7 to 44, we can divide these passages into two stories.
你读马可福音的话，你会发现，我要讲快一点了啊。读马可福音的话，你会发现到说呢，马可常常把一个故事分成两半，然后中间又插了一个故事。
When you read Mark, you will realize a theme that he quite often to describe a story or event like a sandwich, like a beginning and end, and then stuck a story in the middle.
Yeah, 就好像一个三明治上下是一样的故事，然后中间夹了一个另外一个故事。
Like sandwich, the top and bottom are talking about the same story, and in the middle, and there's another one.
今天的这一个故事也类似。
So today, the two stories are similar.
我们一起来看slide. Can I...
Let's look at the slides together.
Okay. 我们就念英文的，大家看中文的就好。
So we'll read the English, and then you can follow up with the Chinese.
我们先从这个第七节念到第十三节。
Let's read the verse 7 to 13 first. Calling the 12 to him, he began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over impure spirits. These were his instructions. Take nothing for the journey except a staff. No bread, no bag, no money in your belts. Wear sandals, but not an extra shirt. Whenever you enter a house, stay there until you leave that town. And if any place will not welcome you or listen to you, leave that place and shake the dust off your feet as a testimony against them. They went out and preached that people should repent. They drove out many demons and anointed many sick people with oil and healed them.
当你读到第十三节的时候，你发现七到十三节在讲到耶稣送门徒两个两个的出去。
So when you reach the verse 13 and you realize that Jesus sent out his disciples out two by two.
他们出去呢是要去传福音。
So they went out to preach gospel.
所以你会注意到在第八节那边特别说，你们什么都不要带，也不要带食物，也不要带袋子，那个腰囊也不要带着钱。
So in verse 8, we notice he specifically gave instructions saying, take nothing for the journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in your belts.
然后来到第十二节的时候，你就发现门徒就出去传教人悔改的道。
Then we come to verse 12, the disciples went out and preached that people should repent.
所以他们就出去赶了许多鬼，抹了许多病人，把他们治好。
So they went out, they drove out many demons, and then healed many sick people.
然后你其实你注意看的话，如果你跳从这个十四节到二十九节跳过去，我们等一下再回来看，你直接跳到三十节。
So we skip verse 14 to 29. Let's come to verse 30 directly.
三十节跟十三节是可以并在一起，然后你就不会觉得故事有什么中间有什么间断的。
So if we connect like a 30, verse 30 directly to verse 13, we can see a very continuous flow of the story.
好，我们继续看三十节，我们先从三十节念到这个三十七节啊。
So let's first read verse 30 to 37. The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. Then because so many people were coming and going, that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. But many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. By this time, it was late in the day, so his disciples came to him. This is a remote place, they said, and it's already very late. Send the people away so that they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat. But he answered, you gave them something to eat. They said to him, that would take more than half a year's wages. Are we going to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat?
好，但这个门徒们这里称使徒们，他们出去传，传了之后回来的三十节就是说他们聚集在耶稣身旁，将一切所做的事，也就是在第七节到十三节所做的事都告诉耶稣。
So here it talks about his apostles, disciples, and came back and gathered around Jesus and told him what they have all done.
你注意看哈，但三十节并没有提到任何有关十四到二十九节的内容。
As you can see in verse 30, it didn't mention anything from verse 7 to 13, or verse 14 to 29.
所以三十节是直接接着十三节下来的。
So we know the verse 30 connects directly from verse 13.
耶稣看到他们做了事情，他就说：“你们来跟我一起去休息。”
So Jesus saw them. They have come back and told them everything they've done. He said, come with me and have some rest.
显然他们呢人多呢连吃饭的时间都没有。
So obviously, there were so many people and they didn't even get chance to eat.
你想象门徒出去传，然后很多人听到耶稣的事，很多人听到这个悔改的道，然后就很多人聚在那里，那时候他们连休息的时间都没有。
As you can imagine, like when apostles went out to preach gospel, there were many people who followed them, and they were so busy, and they didn't even get a chance to eat.
耶稣就带着门徒坐船到一个偏僻的地方，或者到一个旷野。
So Jesus took the apostles, and then they went to a remote place.
但所有的人看见之后就跟着他跑。
So many people saw them, and they were running on foot.
然后跑到耶稣坐船的那一边，他们就已经在那里。然后耶稣就看到有许多人，好像没有牧人的羊一样，就怜悯他们。
So they were running. So they were running ahead of Jesus. So when Jesus got there, they were already gathered waiting for him. So Jesus saw so many people. He saw they were like a sheep without a shepherd.
你们有一些对圣经熟悉的，你们就。知道说耶稣喂饱了五千人之后又坐船到另外一边所以他坐了两次，他喂饱五千人之前他坐船坐了一次，然后那些人从湖的这边跑到另外一边迎接他，然后耶稣怜悯他们，然后耶稣喂饱五千人之后又坐到另外一边，他们又穷追着
So if you're familiar with the Bible, you know like Jesus for this time like he rowed the boat to the other side, and the people were running, and they already gathered there. After feeding these 5,000 people, and he rowed the boat and went to the other side, and people were running also similar fashion.
你们对约翰福音第六章熟悉的话，耶稣说：“我是天上的粮，你们不要为这些地上的食物劳力。”他们怎么劳力？他们那天已经跑了两趟，这里跑到湖的这边，跑到那边，然后听了耶稣讲到晚上，讲完了之后，又跟着耶稣，又从湖的那边又跑到这一边，所以他们就跑了很多就为了要跟着耶稣，也许就像耶稣所说的，就是为了要吃饱。
So if you're familiar with John chapter 6.You will know that Jesus, when he gave this sermon, he fed 5,000 people. People already run one round from one side of the lake to the other. And then Jesus said, he is the bread, and you should not kind of strive to be fed by the earthly bread. And then he went to the other side of the lake, and people followed him. And then so people have done a lot of running and just trying to be fed on this earth.
所以，他像我们当初中国人一样，吃饱了没是一个很重要的问题啊。今天
it's like us Chinese in the early days, and eating to be satisfied was an important thing.
今天呢，我完全不一样的情况。当初是为了吃而跑，今天吃完了要马上跑。
So it's nowadays totally different thing. Back then, people were running for the purpose of eating. Nowadays, people are running for the sake of
because they ate
exercise.
A lot.
They eat too much.
Yeah. 我们从十八节继续把后面不是十八节是，我们念到哪里了哈？我看三十八节啊，念到四十四节。
So let's read verse 38 to 44. How many loaves do you have? He asked. Go and see.When they found out, they said 5 and 2 fish. Then Jesus directed them to have all the people sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples to distribute to the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied.And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish. The number of the men who had eaten was 5,000.
这是第一个故事。
So this is the first story.
刚刚我还没有讲完，就是当耶稣看到他们这样子跟随他的时候，就怜悯他们。怜悯他们做什么？就开口教训他们许多的事情。
So Jesus, when he saw so many people were there, he had compassion on them. So he started teaching them a lot of things.
当耶稣看到这一群人像没有牧人一样，他不是看到他们肚子需要填饱，他们乃是看到他们的心灵需要真理。
So when he saw this many people there, like a sheep without a shepherd, he did not think that they were not fed physically, they were having empty stomach, but he saw their need in their spirit, in their heart.
然后众人听耶稣的信息，听到天色晚了，然后门徒就来到耶稣面前说，天已经晚了，把他们打发出去自己买东西吃。
So when people were there listening and it's getting late, and the disciples came to Jesus saying, it's getting dark, we need to send the people away to get, so they can buy something to eat.
最后耶稣问他们有几，你们有多少东西你们给他们吃，他们说五个饼两条鱼。
Jesus then asked them, so how many loaves do you have? And they said, five loaves and two fish.
耶稣就拿着五个饼两条鱼望着天祝谢了，拨开递给门徒，他们就传给众人，众人都吃饱了。
So taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, Jesus gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples to distribute to the people, and people were all satisfied.
吃饱了，怎么知道吃饱了？因为零碎收回来还装了十二个篮子。
How did we know that they ate enough, satisfied? Because it's recorded here, they picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish.
吃饱了的人有多少？这里说男人至少男人有五千。
How many people that ate were that are fed satisfied? Here recorded saying like 5,000 men.
加上妇女的话，可能有一万。
The plus women in the crowd probably easily reaching 10,000 people.
加上小孩，不像我们今天一家只有一两个小孩，加上小孩的话，可能要两万多人。
So adding children, that might easily reach 20,000 people.
这是第一个故事。
So this is the first story.
耶稣的宴席。
The Jesus banquet.
耶稣的宴席是在旷野的一个宴席。
Jesus' banquet is a banquet in the wilderness.
耶稣的宴席乃是你在这里看到门徒是很有限的。
So here in this Jesus' banquet, we see the supply is very limited.
门徒出去传福音的时候什么都不能带，连钱也都不能带，他们是什么都没有。
When disciples went out to preach gospel, they didn't bring anything. They didn't even bring money.
当门徒把众人聚在一起的时候，耶稣在那里讲道的时候，最后那些人都饥饿的时候，耶稣说你喂到饱他们，门徒马上就说我们怎么可能，我们什么都没有，我们有的非常有限。
So when people were listening and it was getting dark, Jesus asked the disciples to feed the crowd. The disciples say we had nothing, we don't have enough to feed the people.
所以耶稣的宴席能够喂饱五千人，一万多两万多人的这个宴席里头，他的门徒是自己是非常有限的。
So we saw that in Jesus' banquet that fed over 20,000 people, but in this whole scene, what the disciples had was very limited.
那耶稣的宴席里头有一个很重要的，就是一个悔改的道。
So in Jesus' banquet, one important thing is the repentance.
耶稣送他们出去跟众人传悔改的道。
Jesus sent disciples out to preach to people to repent.
那众人来聚在耶稣那里，耶稣看到他们如没有牧人的这个羊，他就怜悯他们，就开始讲许多，教导他们许多的事情，教导什么？也就是教导悔改的道。
So when Jesus saw the crowd, he had compassion on them. He started teaching them. What did he teach? He taught them to repent.
你说那里没说悔改的道，你怎么知道耶稣讲什么？你注意看，四福音书耶稣讲的道都是悔改的道。
So here you may ask, okay, it didn't say that Jesus preached about repentance. How do you know? But if we read over all the four Gospels, Gospels, we know Jesus' message was always on repentance.
耶稣常常说，神的国来了，神近了，你们赶快悔改，与神和好，要不然神的国临到的时候，审判就来了。
Jesus always said, the kingdom is near, and you need to repent and reconcile, otherwise, when the kingdom actually comes, and you will be judged.
所以这悔改的道就是要与神和好，悔改与神和好的道。
So the repentance is to reconcile with God.
的耶稣的宴席，门徒虽然有的有限，门徒有什么？有耶稣。
So in Jesus' banquet, even though what the disciples had was very limited, but what did the disciples have? They have Jesus.
连门徒能够出去赶鬼医病，也都是耶稣给的权柄。
They were able to go out, drive out demons, and heal people. The power came from Jesus.
连他后面这一个他有的非常有限的这个五饼二鱼，也是从别人那里手中拿来的，然后来到耶稣的手中就喂饱了。
The five loaves and two fish they got from someone and they brought in front of Jesus and then that turned into the feast that fed 20,000 people.
耶稣的宴席是人人都得饱足。
Jesus' banquet make everyone satisfied, all ate and satisfied.
所以你注意看的话，这是第一个故事讲到耶稣的宴席。
So this is the first story talking about Jesus' banquet.
那中间夹了另外一个故事，就是从这个第十四节开始。
In the middle, it's sandwiched another story, which is from verse 14 to 29.
我们从十四节读到二十九节。
So let's read from verse 14 to 29. King Herod heard about this, for Jesus' name had become well known. Some were saying, John the Baptist has been raised from the dead, and that is why miraculous powers are at work in him. Others said he is Elijah, and still others claimed he is a prophet, like one of the prophets of long ago. But when Herod heard this, he said, John, whom I beheaded, has been raised from the dead. For Herod himself had given orders to have John arrested, and he had him bound and put in prison. He did this because of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife,whom he had married. For John had been saying to Herod, it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. So Herodias nursed a grudge against John and wanted to kill him. But she was not able to, because Herod feared John and protected him and knowing him to be a righteous and holy man. When Herod heard John, he was greatly puzzled, yet he liked to listen to him. Finally, the opportune time came. On his birthday, Herod gave a banquet for his high officials and military commanders and the leading men of Galilee. When the daughter of Herodias came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his dinner guests. The king said to the girl, ask me for anything you want, and I'll give it to you. And he promised her with an oath, whatever you ask, I will give you up to half of my kingdom. She went out and said to her mother, what shall I ask for? The head of John the Baptist, she answered. At once the girl hurried in to king with the request, I want you to give me the head of John the Baptist on a platter. The king was greatly distressed, but because of his oath and his dinner guests, he did not want to refuse her. So he immediately sent an executioner with orders to bring John's head. The man went, beheaded John in the prison, and brought back his head on a platter. He presented it to the girl, and she gave it to her mother. On hearing of this, John's disciples came and took his body and laid it in a tomb.
在这里呢，有另外一个宴席，是希律的宴席。
Here it talks about another banquet. It's a Herod's banquet.
希律的宴席是什么呢？
What is this Herod's banquet?
希律的宴席是在宫殿里头的宴席。
Herod's banquet was held in the palace.
你跟耶稣的宴席比的话，是一个对比。
So it's a big contrast comparing to Jesus' banquet.
你注意看啊，他是门徒在传福音的时候，也许是在那个时候，希律听到耶稣的故事。
So if you pay attention, it may be when the disciples were preaching gospel, and maybe at that time Herod heard about Jesus.
希律在听到那个故事，耶稣的故事的时候，他就在想，这应该是他所宰杀，已经宰了这个斩的这个施洗约翰又复活了。
So when Herod heard about Jesus, he said that this must be John whom I beheaded.
然后你读经文的话，你会注意到他说，原来希律在之前就把施洗约翰。
So we know when reading the scripture, we know before this time, like Herod already beheaded John the Baptist.
所以就在重述希律当初是怎么斩施洗约翰的。
So it went back explained how he beheaded John the Baptist.
所以施洗约翰被斩不是发生在耶稣门徒在传福音的时候，是在那之前就发生的。
So the beheading of John the Baptist did not happen.At the time when the disciples were preaching gospel, it happened before that.
你看到这里的时候，你就在想说，之前发生的事，为什么等到这个时候，在这个时机又把它塞到这个故事的中间，把它提出来，然后前后又没有特别提这个故事。
So when we read the scripture, we may be puzzled why this event happened before. Why was it sandwiched here between the other story and separate in the middle?
那你就要想说这两个到底什么关系
？Then we need to ponder what is the connection between the two stories.
你就会看到说这里有一个希律的宴席跟耶稣的宴席。
Then we can see there's a Jesus banquet and also the Herod's banquet.
希律是当初的那个地方王。
So here Herod was the local lord of the place.
他是在罗马这个帝国之下的。
He was under the Roman kingdom.
他在管这以色列的那一块的地。
He was in charge of that local Jewish land.
他的宴席就在宫殿里头。
So his banquet was held in the palace.
你也发现到他的宴席肯定是非常豪华、非常多食物的啊，所有他有极多的东西。
So the banquet was very the supply was huge.
跟这个门徒所有的是一个极大的对比。
It's a big contrast comparing to what the disciples had.
那希律呢？这个人很奇怪。
Herod the person was a very, very interesting figure.
刚开始的时候，他后来为什么斩施洗约翰呢？其实他很喜欢施洗约翰的。
Why did he behead John the Baptist? In fact, he actually liked John the Baptist.
希律就把他哥哥的太太娶过来。
He married his brother Philip's wife.
然后施洗约翰就责备他说：“你这么做是犯法的。
”John the Baptist accused him, saying, "You're wrong doing such things."
然后这个被娶过来这个这太太听到施洗约翰这么讲，他心里面就非常的不舒服，很恨这个施洗约翰，但是要杀他又不行。
Herodias, the woman who Herod married, held a grudge against John and wanted to kill him, but she was not able to.
那为什么不能杀施洗约翰呢？因为他先生喜欢施洗约翰。
Why was she not able to kill John the Baptist? Because her husband Herod, was very in favor of John the Baptist.
他知道施洗约翰是个义人，常常听他的，听得心里面不安。中文说。照着行这是和合本的翻译。你注意看英文的话是说他心里面非常不安，所以中文的翻译里头有个小字也是讲到他心里不安。
So Herod, knowing John the Baptist to be a righteous and holy man, so he liked to hear him, but he was very puzzled when he heard him talking.
他心里面非常的不安。
So he was very puzzled.
但是又喜欢听这个施洗约翰的。
But he still liked to listen to him.
所以我在这里说不安但不悔改。
So here we say, like he was perplexed, but he did not repent.
那有一次有一个机会来了，就是这个希律这个生日，他就弄了一个生日的宴席。
Then the opportune time came, and it's on Herod's birthday banquet.
他女儿就在他前面跳舞，然后他邀请了许多的官府的人，然后做领袖的就在那里跳得很，大家都很开心。然后希律就说：“你要什么？我连国的一半都给你。”
Herod's daughter danced in the banquet, and so greatly pleased Herod and his commanders and all the officials. So Herod was very happy, saying, "Okay, ask what you want. I can give you up to half of my kingdom."
所以你可以想象，他是一个非常富有的人。
We can imagine that Herod was a very rich man.
这个宴席是不得了的宴席。
So such a banquet was probably a huge, huge banquet.
从十四节到二十九节，没有一个字提到耶稣。
The verse 14 to 29, there was even one word. There was no word mentioning Jesus.
这是纯粹一个人。私人的一个宴席与耶稣无关。
It was a private banquet held by Herod.
在这宴席当中，只有贵族的人得到饱足。
In this banquet, only the nobles were satisfied.
耶稣的宴席有提到他的食物五饼二鱼。你猜希律的宴席有没有提到食物？
So in Jesus' banquet, it mentioned the food, the five loaves and two fish.
你注意看的话
what in Herod's banquet.
那你注意看的话哈，他唯一提到一个东西在盘子上的是什么？
The only thing that mentioned on the platter, what was it?
约翰的头。
John's head.
你知道这个人的宴席常常带来的最终不是让人得生命，而是死亡。
So we can see the banquet held by a human, by this person, did not bring life, but brought death.
今天从某个程度上来说，我们今天的宴席也差不多。昨天吃得很饱，但是马上算一算胆固醇多少，这顿饭会带来又减少我多少分钟的性命啊。
So there's a similarity to today what we have. We eat a lot of food, then we count how many calories we have consumed.How much cholesterol and how many minutes of life was taken away?
但是人的宴席则是在一个政治界的一个宴席，这一群人啊，包括希律，他知道罪，但是不愿意面对罪。
So this banquet was held by people like he knew he was perplexed, but he did not want to repent.
他喜欢约翰，但是他要保住。自己的尊严，他讲的话不能够不算数。
He liked John the Baptist, but he was even more focusing on his own ego. He wanted to keep his face and did not want to take back his words.
最后就导致一个死亡
，which ended up causing the John the Baptist being beheaded.
你知道我们人很多的宴席是教我们妥协的。
A lot of human beings, people's banquet, let us compromise.
我们会笑这些参政的人常常妥协，其实不容易。他们可能参政之前心智是挺纯的。
So sometimes we laugh at those politicians, mock them, saying like they don't hold their principles, they compromise. But we don't know. Maybe before they got into politics.They were the ones probably with a clean heart and wanted to hold on to principles.
但是进了政治界之后，这个上面的人找你吃顿饭。年底的时候，大家又聚在一起吃顿饭，都是在这个宴席当中，慢慢的就妥协了。
So after getting into politics, then sometimes your superior asks you to join a banquet, or at the end of the year there are many banquets.And in this process, gradually, like you learn to compromise.
马来西亚也是一样，我相信台湾呢，我相信大陆也差不多。你只要一进去学的时候，你可以做什么时候进去，人家找你吃几顿饭之后，就完全妥协了。
So in Malaysia, anywhere in Taiwan, in mainland, I think it's similar. So after you get into the scene of the politics, after a few banquets, and then your principles are no longer the same.
在人的宴席当中，并不是不能带来真正的生命。
So in people's banquet, it will not bring the real life, the true life.
唯有耶稣才是真实生命的粮。
Only Jesus is the true bread of life.
在约翰福音讲到，喂饱五千人之后，耶稣接着就说，他就是那天上的粮。
So in John, the Gospel of John, after talking about the feeding the 5,000 people, it mentioned that Jesus is the bread of life.
他是那生命的粮，我们不要为地上的粮食而劳碌，我们要为那天上来的粮而劳碌。
He is the bread of life. We should not strive on this earth trying to feed ourselves with earthly things, but we need to strive for receiving the heavenly bread.
为什么说耶稣是生命的粮？
Why do we say Jesus is the bread of life?
我们不吃它，但是呢，它却是比喻成我们，它是我们的粮，因为粮食是生命的必需品。
We don't eat that one, but the analogy is we need that for our life.
粮食是生命的必需品，而耶稣也就是我们生命的必需品。
Food is a necessity for life, and as an analogy, and Jesus is the necessity of our life.
我们一个人可以吃饱，我们可以有很多的活动，但是我们人生如果没有一个方向，如果没有真理，如果没有一个真实的一个关于神的关系，我们的生命是走向死亡的。
We can eat physically, but without Jesus, then our life is going to death.
你会看到现代的人的一个问题，就是他们可以拥有所有需要的，然后甚至所有的娱乐，但是人生的意义很空洞的时候，他们就要去寻找死亡。
So we can see nowadays they can use all sorts of means, food, entertainment, everything to satisfy their desire, but at the end their life feel empty, and then at the end they seek death.
但耶稣带来我们人生的盼望跟目的。
But Jesus brings hope and the true purpose of life.
耶稣是生命的一个力量。
Jesus is the strength of our life.
就好像食物是我们力量的来源。
It's similar to just like food is the strength of our physical life.
我跟我的两个最小的喜欢骑脚踏车。
I enjoy riding bikes with my two younger ones.
我两个最小的老三跟老四，问题是他们差五年。
So my two younger ones, the third and fourth sons, their age is 5 years different.
我的老三现在是青少年。
So my third one is a teenager now.
如果要骑脚踏车，他可能骑得比我远。
So if riding a bike, he can ride far faster and longer than I can.
但是我还有一个安慰，就是我还可以骑得过我的老幺。
But I have the comfort that I can still beat my youngest son.
所以我带着他们骑脚踏车的时候，常常我最小的那个就骑到半路中间，就说：“爸爸，我走不动了，停一下，休息一下。”
So when we were riding our bikes, and in the middle, very often, my youngest one would say, "Dad, I'm so tired. Can we get a rest?"
我们常常骑类似的这个一些路。
We always follow a routine.
那有一次我说我们换一条路就他们完全不熟悉的路。
So one day we said let's change the route that they were not familiar with.
那我知道我们在哪里，其实就在我们的房子隔一条街，但是很少去走那条路，他不知道他在哪里。
So I knew where I was. It was actually very close to our house. It's just the next street, and we rarely went there.
所以有一次我们骑了好远，最后跑到那条不熟悉的街上的时候，他就说：“我很累，我们能不能停一下？”
So one time we were riding quite far, and when we came to that unfamiliar street, the youngest one said, "I'm so tired. Can we stop and take a rest?"
我说就快到了。
I told them, "Oh, we are almost there."
他还是走不动，所以就停下来休息。
So he said he was so tired, so we had to stop.
后来休息几分钟就开始走。
After a few minutes, and we kept going.
一拐个弯，忽然之间，他熟悉的这个一条街出现
At a turn, And then he suddenly saw the familiar surrounding, familiar environment.
然后他就很快地骑回去。
And he rode really fast and went back home.
我问他说，你刚刚不是累得骑不动吗？
So I asked him, okay, you just said you were so tired you couldn't ride any further.
为什么忽然之间你就可以骑得那么快？
Why suddenly you can ride so fast?
我的最小的小孩告诉我，爸爸，我不知道为什么，但是我一看到快到家了，我忽然之间就有力气。
So my youngest one told me, Dad, I don't know why, but when I saw that I'm close to home, then my strength came.
我们人生方向在哪里，目的地在哪里，只有耶稣能够告诉我们。
So for our life journey, where is our end? Where is our goal? Only Jesus can tell us.
当我们看见那目的地的时候，
When we see our destination,
我们就有力量。
And we get our strength.
耶稣就是把我们人真实的一个目的，不是只是一个虚幻的一个目的，不是一个假的，像这个马所谓的马前面的那一个什么红萝卜，永远吃不到的。
So Jesus gave us a true hope and purpose of life. It's not like a dangling carrot in front of a horse. It's a real. Jesus gave us a real hope and purpose of our life.
当我们有了这个方向
，When we have this direction,
人生最终的方向，死亡以后的这一个方向，真理的时候，我们。就有力量。
When we know the truth and then the eternity after our death, then we gain strength.
耶稣能够满足我们心里的饥渴。
Jesus can satisfy our innest desire, our thirst.
我跟大家讲过很多遍，当我们离开神的时候，我们跟神的关系脱离了关系的时候，我们里头有许多的饥渴无法得到满足。
As often I've shared with all of you,When we are separate from God, and a lot of need in our desire, a lot of need in our hearts cannot be satisfied.
我们人内心里头所有的饥渴，在某个层面上、某个角度上，你都可以追溯到，因为我们失去了神。
All the needs, all the thirst in our hearts, all of them, you can always trace back to missing Jesus.
我们所渴慕的爱。只有在神里头才能真的找到。
The love we crave, we can only find in Jesus.
我们也许找个太太或先生哈，可以暂时有一个爱的满足，但是那还不是真的满足。
We can find a spouse, a wife or husband. That's a temporary satisfaction for our need, but that's not the true satisfaction of our need.
耶稣来，他不是只是一篇的道理，他是一个神，一位神，一个人要跟我们建立这个关系。
Jesus coming is not just as a person to come, he comes as a God to establish his relationship with us.
所以你会看，圣经基督教从来很少会谈到说你该做什么，做什么，做什么，做什么一系列的东西，你只要守住这些东西，你人生就会满足。他讲的乃是一些，比如说你听了莫名其妙，他是我的生命，他是我的这个什么，活泉啊。
So Christianity does not just give us a rubric saying, okay, here are the rules you need to follow 1, 2, 3, 4, then you get what you need. Christianity always talks about something we are puzzled, we don't know what it's talking about, and the life, like the meaning of life and the purpose of life.
你知道人在什么时候才会讲说你是我的生命，你是我的泉源，你是我的月亮星星，那么抽象的东西。
Let's imagine like when human beings will start talking about you are my life, you are my moon, you are my sun, you are everything all I want.
只有在这个谈恋爱的时候，跟一个很深入在相爱的时候，那是一个关系，所以你会有时候你读到圣经的时候，你也读到一些像那么肉麻的字眼的时候，你就知道我们在讲的是人与神的关系。
So we know those such wordings can only come like when people are in love, they are in the honeymoon phase, and then they see everything, they have those kind of comments, wording. So we know when we read Bible, those kind of words always come up.And we know it's talking about the relationship between God and us.
所以耶稣带来的是喜乐。
So Jesus brings the joy, the true joy to our life.
我们读到的41节，当耶稣拿了五个饼两条鱼的时候，他就拿着这五个饼两条鱼望着天祝谢，拨开递给门徒。
So when we read, read in later, like Jesus, took the five loaves and fish, he looked up to heaven and gave thanks and start breaking the loaf.
在马可福音之后第十四章的第二十二节也这么说，那时候是最后的晚餐。耶稣设立晚餐的时候，他也同样的字眼出现，他说他们吃的时候，耶稣拿起饼来祝谢了，擘开递给他们。
So in later chapter, in chapter 14 of Mark, in the Last Supper, it uses the same language, talking about he took the bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave to the disciples.
耶稣在四福音书里头讲到所做的神迹不单单就只是神迹，那神迹背后像一个记号，一个指标，要告诉我们一些更深的一些的真理。
So in the four Gospels, many miraculous things recorded were not just for the sake of recording them. It shows us a deeper meaning behind each one of them.
所以在最后晚餐的时候，耶稣在被钉死的前一夜，耶稣就召他们徒在来吃的时候，耶稣就拿起饼祝谢了，拨开递给他们说：“你们拿着吃，这是我的身体。”然后又拿着饼祝谢了，递给他们，他们就喝了。耶稣说什么？这是我立约的血，为许多人流出来的。
In the Last Supper, the night before he was betrayed, he took the bread and after blessing.He gave thanks, he broke it and gave it to them and say, this is my body. And then he took the cup and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, they all drank. Then he said to them, this is my blood of covenant, which is poured out for many.
我实在告诉你们，我不再喝这葡萄汁，直到在神的国里喝新的那日子。
Truly, I say to you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the wine,until the day when I drank it in you in the kingdom of God.
换句话，耶稣来不是只是拨五个饼两条鱼喂饱那五千人。
In other words, Jesus came was not for the purpose of breaking that five loaves and two fish to feed the 5,000 people.
他来是要把他自己的身体拨开，钉在十字架上，叫所有的世人能够因着他相信他信靠他而得到生命的满足。
He came that he broke his own body, died on the cross, so all the people who would believe and accept him and then to have the truth of life.
我们人因罪的缘故与神隔离了。
Because of sin, we human beings were separated from God.
我们因为罪的缘故，我们与神隔离，而我们心中人生有许多的饥渴。
Because of the sin, the separation from God, that we had a lot of thirst in our heart.
如果你只是拿地上的宴席、地上的婚姻、地上的这个职业、地上的这个钱财来满足那饥渴的话，我们最终还是死路一条。
If you are only using the earthly things, the food and everything you want to satisfy your need, at the end, the only road is death.
但是你如果得着信靠这位耶稣，就算世上没有任何东西，我们这个身体过去之后，我们仍然得以复活。
If you accept Jesus Christ as a Savior, even though we may not have all these earthly things, but at the end,Or we will resurrect with him, have a new life.
所以在二十五节，耶稣说：“我告诉你们，我不再喝这葡萄汁了，因为我马上要上十字架，要钉死了。你们也不再见我了。但是有一天，就是那一天，在我的国度里， 我要再一次与你们一起喝。
So in chapter 14, verse 25, he said, Truly, I say to you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it anew in the kingdom of God.
我们来到神面前有一段的祷告。
So let's come before God for, let's have a prayer.
天父们，感谢你，你将你自己赐给我们。
Heavenly Father, we thank you. You gave yourself to us.
你不是只是用五饼二鱼来满足我们身体的需要。
You did not just use the five loaves and two fish to satisfy our bodily needs.
你乃是把你自己钉在十字架上，好让我们能够因此罪得赦免，与神和好。
You nailed yourself on the cross to give us salvation so we can reconcile with God, we can be forgiven.
我们有这个关系，与神的关系，我们在基督里面，我们有一个目标。
With this connection, this relationship with God, so in Jesus Christ, so we have a goal.
我们在基督里面有盼望。
So we have hope in Jesus.
我们生命就有力量。
So our life will gain strength.
我们生命就有喜乐。
And our life will have joy.
我们接下来会有圣餐，大家继续的默祷。
So let's remain silent and pray for communion.
我们预备好的话，你可以到盘子里面拿一份。
When you're ready, you can pick up from the plate.
弟兄姐妹们，这是主的身体为我们舍的。
Brothers and sisters, this is the Lord's body died for you.
提醒我们，我们的主，他的生命是我们的满足。
It reminds us that Jesus, our Lord, his body is our satisfaction.
让我们不再在基督以外寻求。只有在基督里能够得到的满足。
So we can seek those from Jesus instead of from outside of Jesus.
欢迎起来领用。
Let's take the bread.
这杯葡萄汁象征基督为我们所流的宝血，为我们所成就的新约。
So this juice represents the blood of the covenant.
我们存着感恩的心一起来领用。
Let's take this one with a thankful heart.
天父，我们来到你面前，我们感谢你是你的恩典，把我们召聚在这里。主是你的身体，为我们而死在十字架上。
Lord, we thank you. We come before you because of your grace and mercy, and your body broke for us on the cross, so we can gather here today.
我们在你里面得着永生。
We can have eternal life in you.
我们在你里面得着与神。
We get
的关系。
So we reconcile, restore our relationship with God in you.
所以我们在看是世上的生活的时候，我们不再从一样的眼光来看。
So we can look at the earthly life not from the same viewpoint and from our own, but from you.
因为我们知道我们的盼望在哪里。
Because we know where our hope lies.
我们知道我们的宝藏在谁的手中。
We know where our treasure lies.
我们感谢你，祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
We thank you. We pray in Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。我们教会已经恢复实体的聚会，但是因为座位有限，要根据我们这个合规的方式排座椅呢，所以没有办法所有的人都能够一起来。
Our church has resumed the in-person gathering, but because of the space limitation, not all people can come.
但是呢，我们今天大概30位左右的，我们还是有足够的空间可以有更多的人来。
So today we have roughly 30 people. We still have more space in the auditorium.
根据大家个别的情况，跟你根据大家这个risk 的 factors， 大家可以考虑在家里聚会，或者在来到教会来聚会。
Depending on your own situation, you can consider to come, join the worship in person, or you can join the worship from Zoom.
在疫情的当中，我们的确有一些特殊的情况，所以我们没有办法所有的人都聚在这里。
So in the pandemic, there are special situations we have to consider, so not all people can gather together in this sanctuary.
但是虽然如此，我要提醒大家，我们，教会的聚会本身真实的聚会就必须是实体的聚会。
But here I want to remind all the real gathering of church is to gather in person.
因为在希伯来书那里他就说，当你知道主再来的这个日子近了，我们更当如此，更当怎么样如此，更当不可停止聚会。
So in Hebrew it tells us that you know the days of the Lord is near. So it's more important that we need to do as such. What is a do as such is to meet and gather in person.
因为彼此聚会就能彼此的激励。
Because when we get together, we can encourage each other.
我们人不在这里的话，我很难看到说在荧幕上面的他其他的脸色的表情怎么样。
So when we are not together, I cannot see how everyone is doing. And just from the Zoom, I cannot see your facial expressions.
我们不聚在一起的话，我们并不晓得这我们聚会之后站起来走路有没有精神。
So if we don't gather together physically, we cannot tell when the person stands up whether he walks with strength or weak.
我们看不到说这个人跟那个人不讲话。
We cannot tell this person that no longer talks to the other person.
很多的事情我们没有办法看到的时候，我们就没办法彼此的勉励，彼此的带导。
So a lot of things we don't see, we cannot encourage each other.
所以我们真的盼望有一天我们能够大家都能够回来聚集聚会，我们能够在主里彼此的勉励，彼此的劝勉。
So we hope one day, and that will be soon, that we can come together, gather in person, so we can encourage each other with God's words.
所以我们继续带导，让彼此带导，让我们真的能够特别我们。